Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. U.S. President Barack Obama hosted Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi Tuesday at the White House for talks aimed at strengthening security and economic ties. The two also discussed strategies for implementing the global climate change agreement reached last year in Paris.
In Paris, the joining of forces between India and the United States helped forge a historic agreement that can effectively deal with climate change, and we discussed how we can, as quickly as possible, bring the Paris Agreement into force.
India says it will seek to join the climate accord as soon as possible this year. The European Court of Justice has ruled that European Union countries cannot jail illegal immigrants simply for crossing borders inside the Schengen zone, the continent's 26-nation passport-free area. Earlier, the European Union unveiled plans for sealing agreements with African and Middle East countries in another effort to curb migration into Europe. The so-called compacts would consist of making EU development aid and trade ties with certain countries conditional on their cooperation in persuading refugees to stay close to home. Here's European Commission Vice President Frans Timmermans.
We propose to use a mix of positive and negative incentives to reward those third countries willing to cooperate effectively with us and to ensure that there are consequences for those who do not.
Frans Timmermans speaking at the European Parliament in Strasbourg. At this year's Strategic and Economic Dialogue, officials of the United States and China talked frankly about their differences. They agreed on the need for progress in their relationship. This is VOA News.
I got to tell you, according to the news, we are on the brink of a historic, unprecedented moment.
That's former U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, and she's talking about the fact that she is likely to be the first woman ever nominated for president by one of America's two major political parties. Clinton has gained enough delegates to defeat Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders for the nomination, but she will not formally be named the candidate until the Democratic National Convention next month. Tuesday, that's today, is the last major day in the primary process, with nearly all of the 851 remaining delegates at stake. Voters went to the polls in California, New Jersey, and four other states. The polls in New Jersey have just closed. U.S. House Speaker Paul Ryan is disavowing a comment by presumptive Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump about the Mexican heritage of a judge in a class action suit against Trump University.
Claiming a person can't do the job because of their race is sort of like the textbook definition of a racist comment. I think that should be absolutely disavowed. It's absolutely unacceptable.
Trump said U.S. District Court Judge Gonzalo Curiel would not rule fairly because of his Mexican heritage. Curiel is an American born and raised in Indiana. Speaker Ryan called Trump's comment indefensible. Despite bipartisan criticism, Trump so far has refused to back off his statements. The United Nations Refugee Agency reports tens of thousands of people in southeast Niger have been forced to flee their homes in the wake of escalating attacks by Boko Haram militants. Lisa Schlein reports.
The UN Refugee Agency reports that attacks by Boko Haram on Friday, Sunday, and Monday on the town of Boso displaced an estimated 50,000 people in the troubled Difa region. UNHCR spokesman Adrian Edwards says those fleeing Boso are mainly walking westward to the town of Tumor, some 30 kilometers to the west.
Many people are reported to be traumatized, worried about their safety.
The UNHCR says the area is so dangerous, its staff has not been able to work in Boso since February 2015. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
About 2,000 NATO troops are conducting a large-scale military training exercise with an airborne operation in the Polish central city of Torun. As part of the biggest Poland-led exercise in the country since the end of communism, troops parachuted Tuesday into a training area in the city with the objective of securing a bridge on the Vistula River. More than 20 NATO member states began the 10-day exercises to reassure Central and Eastern European countries concerned about Russian aggression. I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.